Imagine waking up to a drone hovering over your property, and it's dispatched by a provincial agency just because you graded a patch of land.
Yeah, it sounds pretty intense, right? But under the Western Cape Biodiversity Act of 2021, that is absolutely not a dystopian hypothetical.
Right, it's standard enforcement. Welcome to the Deep Dive, where our mission today is to explore how this legal framework fundamentally rewrites the rules of development.
Exactly. The days of viewing, undeveloped land as just a blank canvas waiting for concrete, those days are officially over.
Okay, let's unpack this, because this legislation strips conservation of its passive or aesthetic reputation. It turns it into a strict legal mandate, basically treating the environment as critical, life-saving infrastructure.
Yeah, it really codifies this profound realization. Human survival and economic resilience literally depend on the ecological mechanics happening right beneath the soil.
Which means we need to talk about how the government actually quantifies that. I mean, you can't regulate what you don't map.
Right. And the mechanism they use here is the Biodiversity Spatial Plan. It doesn't just casually suggest where to build.
Wait, so is this basically a strict zoning map for Mother Nature?
Pretty much, yeah. It calculates specific biodiversity targets. It identifies the exact geographical threshold an ecosystem needs to maintain its functional integrity before it just, well, collapses.
Oh.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, that functional integrity is what the Act calls ecological infrastructure. It's an incredibly literal term.
Okay, give me an example of that.
Take a mountain catchment. The specific vegetation and soil structure there, they act as a highly calibrated filtration and retention system.
Like a giant natural sponge, basically.
Exactly like a sponge. They hold rainfall, prevent flash floods, and slowly release purified water into the aquifers below. If you pave over that recharge zone, you break the public water utility.
Just as surely as if you blew up a municipal reservoir.
Exactly.
So it's essentially an infrastructure audit, like identifying the load-bearing walls and a skyscraper, but applied to an entire province.
That is a great way to look at it.
But recognizing a load-bearing wetland on a map doesn't mean much if a developer decides, a fine is cheaper than altering their site plan. A map is just paper unless there is friction out in the real world.
Right, and that brings us to Cape Nature. They are the public entity deputized as the ultimate enforcer of this spatial plan.
The guardians of the map.
Yeah, the guardians. They monitor compliance, they investigate offenses, and they are granted a startling level of operational authority to ensure those ecological boundaries aren't breached.
Now, looking at the source text detailing their authority, I really have to push back on how this intersects with basic property rights.
Yeah.
Wait, can these nature conservation officers just walk onto your private property whenever they want?
Well, no, not quite. The threshold is specifically tied to imminent risk. They cannot just wander in for a routine audit without notice.
Oh, okay. So there is a legal limit.
Right. However, if there is an immediate threat to human life or critical biodiversity, say, active illegal bulldozing of a protected drainage line, they possess the statutory power to bypass consent.
Whoa, just walk right in.
Just walk right in. They can halt activities immediately, seize vehicles or aircraft used in the offense, and even deploy drones for aerial investigations to secure evidence.
Here's where it gets really interesting.
Yeah.
Because the financial teeth of this law fundamentally alter the cost-benefit analysis for
Oh,
developers.
absolutely. It's not a slap on the wrist anymore.
I mean, committing a Category 1 offense, like forging environmental authorization documents or causing severe adverse effects to an ecosystem, that triggers penalties of up to R10 million.
Or up to 10 years in prison.
Right, R10 million or a decade behind bars. That is huge.
What's fascinating here is the legal equivalence being established. By elevating ecological damage to the level of a severe criminal offense, the state is declaring something major.
That destroying natural infrastructure is basically sabotaging public works.
Exactly. It systematically eliminates the old corporate playbook where an environmental penalty was simply, budgeted as a minor operational cost.
Just the cost of doing business.
Right. They can't do that anymore.
So, what does this all mean? For you listening, the major takeaway is that this act represents a massive paradigm shift. Nature in the Western Cape is no longer just a scenic backdrop.
No, it is highly regulated, vital infrastructure, protected by a very powerful security detail.
Human development isn't competing with nature anymore. It is legally recognized as subordinate to it.
It forces a very sobering reframing of how we build. We are being legally compelled to acknowledge that economic development doesn't exist in a vacuum.
It's entirely underwritten by the health of the surrounding ecological systems. Which leaves us with this final thought for you to ponder.
Yeah, it's a big one.
If ecosystems are now legally recognized as critical infrastructure that actively sustains human life, how might that redefine the economic and intrinsic value of the undeveloped natural spaces right outside your own front door?
Definitely something to think about next time you look outside.
Maybe that empty field isn't waiting for a purpose. Maybe it's already working overtime.